Now we bring to these microphones David James of David James Reports. This is a regular part of our broadcast each week, and it's a part of our website. If you'll go to the homepage of our website, prophecytoday.com, scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see David James Report. Go there as you double-click on that icon, and you'll see reports that we have done in the past on different issues confronting the Christian community, and what is the biblical basis and our understanding of these issues as well. David has some written articles there, but most of them are interviews that we do on the broadcast. This one will be put up as soon as the broadcast is over. Be there for you next week if you would like to go back to re-listen to it or tell a friend about it. And I'm receiving some emails that have praised us here on Prophecy Today for having David with us each week on the broadcast. Very important issues that we are discussing. Again, that address, prophecytoday.com. David, last week we discussed Jonathan Cahn's newest book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, and the previous book, The Harbinger. For those who were not able to be with us at that time last week, kind of give us a resume of what you told me about these two books.
Well, good to be with you again, Jimmy. Yeah, going back to The Harbinger, that came out almost 3 years ago, and as you know, I wrote a book concerning the Harbinger. And the Harbinger's premise was that there are signs that are indicated in Isaiah 9:10, signs or omens or harbingers that have been replaying on American soil beginning with the terrorist attacks of 9/11. So he's tying Isaiah 9:10 and the prophecy to Israel to what has been happening over the last 13 to 14 years to America. And so there are a lot of biblical problems, there are a lot of historical problems with that, and so I wrote a book concerning that. Then his newest book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, takes one of his ideas out of The Harbinger and expands on it. And the idea is the Shemitah is the seventh or Sabbath year in the Jewish calendar, so that every 7 years, just as there was to be every 7 days a day of rest, every seventh year there was also to be a year of rest. And what he has claimed is that you can go back through American history over the last number of decades, and somehow God has been imposing a judgment on America that is aligning with what he says is the Hebrew calendar and that Sabbath year.
Well, in your book, The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction, you were pretty critical of Jonathan Cahn's writings. But were there and are there in this new book some things that are right?
Well, I would say there are some things that are right in both books in that his contention is that America is ripe for judgment and that the judgment by God for America could be around the corner, or we could be in the early days of that, and calling on America to repent, and his heart to see people get right with God. Of course, those are things that we would absolutely agree with. Unfortunately, so many of the problems overshadow that. And if you're going to proclaim the need for repentance and proclaim the need to prepare for God's judgment, then it needs to be done in a biblical way, and it needs to be done accurately and with care.
Let me refer back again to your book, The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. And by the way, you can come to our website, prophecytoday.com, go to our prophecy bookstore. You can make a purchase of this book. This would be a very important read. Many people out there reading The Harbinger, suggesting to others. I was sitting in church the other day, and a lady behind me was talking to a dear friend of hers next to her. She said, "You got to read Jonathan Cahn's book, The Harbinger." I turned around and said, "Please hesitate before you read that book and get a hold of David James's book, The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction." But in fact, you have a whole chapter on this subject, do you not, in your book?
Yes, there's a chapter in my book on the Shemitah, and it's actually in response to a corresponding chapter in Jonathan Cahn's book, The Harbinger. And so he has taken that one chapter, and the chapter in his book is entitled The Mystery of the Shemitah, and he has expanded on that idea. Now, the harbinger, most people think of the nine harbingers that he thinks he has found in Isaiah 9:10, But that's really only about the first two-thirds of his book. The last part of his book is about what he calls the second shaking, which he says is connected with a Shemitah-type judgment. Here's what we need to understand. Because the Israelites married foreign women, they brought the pagan worship into the nation of Israel. And as a result of that, they stopped observing God's laws and his commands, and they didn't observe his Sabbath years. So when he brought judgment against them for their idol worship, he sent them into captivity into Babylon for 70 years because they had forsaken that Sabbath year for 70 cycles or 490 years. So that's why they were in Babylon. And so there is a judgment against Israel connected with the Shemitah. But he is saying now that that is a universal principle that can apply to any nation and is now applying to the United States.
Well, in light of that, then, do you have any thoughts about the title of the book, The Mystery of the Shemitah?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a huge problem because the fact is the nature of the Shemitah and what God did to those who forsook in Israel that Sabbath year, it's not a mystery at all. It's very clearly laid out in the Law of Moses what the parameters are, what they need to do, which also included the fact that God would supply in the sixth year three times the amount of produce that would normally be produced so that we carry them not only through the next year, but all the way into the second year's harvest. So it's not a mystery, and unfortunately, this is sort of a trademark of Jonathan Cahn's. Everything is a mystery. You go look at his messages on the internet. Mystery is probably in the title of at least two-thirds of them, if not more. So, unfortunately, he set himself up to be the revealer of mysteries. And there, you know, the definition of a mystery is something that was hidden in the past and it has now been revealed. And he claims that he has been receiving revelations. He said this on the Jim Baker Show. He said, revelation after revelation concerning the Shemitah. So he's now the revealer of these mysteries that no one else has ever seen before.
Well, does that mean that that's the primary biblical flaw in Jonathan Cahn's theories that leads to all other problems, or is there another major problem?
Well, it's connected to that, I would say. I'd say the primary biblical flaw, if you think about the whole scheme of things, and that is the requirement for the Sabbath year, the Shemitah of Israel, was given only and exclusively and uniquely to the nation of Israel. And it was meant to be a blessing because rather than them having to work in the seventh year, God had supplied all of their needs for that year and beyond. Now, the problem is that now he's saying that God is judging America according to this seven-year cycle when America was never obligated, no other country in the world was ever obligated to keep the Shemitah. So rather than having the blessing part of the Shemitah that Israel experienced, he's flipped it on its head and saying that America, who is never to observe it, is now being judged according to that cycle. So that is, I would say, the primary biblical flaw. It's turning the whole idea of the biblical Sabbath year on its head.
Well, I know last time we got together, you had read the book one time. Now you've gone through it a second time. Any change in your initial concerns, or do you have additional concerns now?
Well, as I've gone through it more carefully, I think the number of problems I have seen has actually multiplied. There is actually some historical factual errors in the book, and there are some biblical errors. For example, he says that the leaders in Israel said a specific thing in relation to Isaiah 9:10, and actually they didn't say it at all. So there's some sloppiness there. One of my criticisms of the Harbinger, and I devoted a whole chapter to this, was the lack of the gospel in the Harbinger. Now, he does present the gospel a little bit more clearly, but does it in just a couple of paragraphs. And so you've got this whole book aimed at warning people about judgment, but just in a very brief and not even completely clear way, just a brief paragraph or two talks about salvation. Another concern that I have, and this isn't necessarily directly related to the book, but my additional concern would be that he has appeared probably dozens of times on the Jim Baker Show. And my concern with that is there's sort of a practical concern, and that is that Jim Baker also sells survival equipment and survival food. So what's happened is, and he isn't the only one who does this, he plays both ends against the middle. So you scare people, there's fear-mongering, and actually on an unbiblical basis, and then you sell food to people who are scared. So, I mean, there's just all sorts of problems.
You know, everybody's been talking about the blood moons. Does Jonathan Cahn bring this in, discuss this type of situation in his book at all?
Well, he does. In one of the last parts of the book, it's in an epilogue chapter. And yes, he does get into that. The blood moons, for those who might not know, the blood moons is simply what is another name for a lunar eclipse, because the moon tends to turn red during a full lunar eclipse. And there are four of them that are happening in a row, so it's called a tetrad, and they're happening on Jewish feast days. So there have been books written, many interviews, saying that this might be connected to the second coming of the Lord, the tribulation, and all these things. On the one hand, up front in his chapter, he says, well, these are natural occurrences, but then he spends the rest of the chapter talking about solar eclipses and things happening on certain days, and they're connected to the Shemitah. And in fact, to give you an idea of how he stretches it, at one point he says that there was a stock market crash on 1 year, and then a year later, on the same date, there was a solar eclipse. So even a year apart, that will fit within his time frame.
Talk to us that are listening to what you have to say after your much research. Any advice concerning these things as it relates to Bible prophecy and living in the last days?
I would say that we have to be very, very careful. Whenever things happen, for example, like the turn of the century, the Y2K thing, whenever there are interesting events happening, there are those who come out of from everywhere writing books and doing interviews and creating documentaries, and they're sensationalizing many, many things. And what happens is time after time after time, they pass with nothing happening. So what all of us need to do is to go back to the Scriptures and compare everything against Scripture. And if someone is getting information and proposing things and claiming things that are not found in the Scriptures, then we just have to mark them as someone who is not teaching the Word of God correctly.
Wow, that's a very important statement. Go back to the Scriptures. Friends, I want you to listen to this broadcast with Bible in hand. Make certain that David and I consistently go to the Scriptures and have it as our background. The truth from God is talking to us about the end times through the ancient Jewish prophets. That's key. Study God's Word. David, thank you for your research. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for your reporting to us here on Prophecy Today. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy.